T-Mobile. 10S Pro. KB4CBA, W4NGU.
Afternoon, Dr. Phil, and what are you up to?
My parents' house. Taking care of a few little things over there, of which there is no end. For things you gotta do for your parents.
All you can say is enjoy it while you can. Come to an end.
For all of us. I heard you wind it out real good that time. That sounded good.
Wade Hampton and a bunch of traffic, so it's either that or get run over.
I'm all in the dust. I'm not worried about you getting run over.
Where I turn on the way to Hampton, off of Rutherford, I turn right and go over the railroad tracks and then turn left back on the Watson. That way you avoid those train tracks because sometimes there's a train there and sometimes it's just sitting there. And I don't think they'll allow them to sit during rush hour traffic, but I have seen them just sitting there. So, I don't want to run into that. And I just as soon avoid going over the train tracks if I can.
Notice the GPS in my phone. They've got some new programming in it. It starts going berserk when you get near a railroad track. Didn't used to do that.
Huh. Yeah, I've never heard of that. I tell you, change the subject. I heard that I found out my 7300s. I think I'm about two updates behind, and so I downloaded the firmware onto a and those little flat disc there's a slot to insert it in the radio, and I put it in there and I told it to read the disc, and I was getting ready to download it, and this big warning thing came up and it said that it was basically a disclaimer, I guess, that, if you screw up the radio, then you'll have to send it back to Japan. So I checked it out and I didn't do the download. I wanted to talk to some people before I do it.
Go on Facebook. There's an IC7300 thread, or a couple of them that are really good. And you want to make sure if you got a backup power supply or whatever, you want to make sure that power is not interrupted. You can sure get in trouble with firmware updates. There's a thread that talks about the rig expert, antenna analyzers, and a guy. Something didn't go smoothly when he updated it. And he called DX Engineering where he bought it, and they said you'll have to ship it back to the Ukraine, and it'll cost more than it's worth. So he just basically destroyed his own thing because the firmware didn't go right. And if it's working properly, I'd try to find out what really has been changed. If it's working properly, I wouldn't mess with it.
Tells you what it does, what it changes, and so I'll read that and see if that's gonna affect anything to any great length. If it's not, then I'll just leave it like it is. I'll be honest with you, I'm happy with it just like it is. So, as a matter of fact, I was messing with it last night, and I got the display messed up, not the way I like it, and I couldn't get it back. I finally got it back to where I wanted it, but it took me about 15 minutes of pushing buttons on the screen there to figure out, you know, what I'd done. But anyway, it's a learning experience, that's for sure.
That's a nice radio, I'll tell you, but they're really getting complicated, aren't they?
One's not too bad. There's a few things on there I don't understand. But they give you a lot of variables, the things that you can change. You know, the compression and stuff I've never even heard of. I mean, so, you know, it's an interesting radio. Not to mention, you know, I haven't even done FT8 on it. I just haven't messed with it. I started downloading the software, and I got to a point where I couldn't proceed. So I didn't know how to answer the question it was asking. So I just stopped. I said, what the heck? But anyway, I've got the cable. I had the cable in a little storage bin that we keep cables in, like that, just in case we need one. And lo and behold, I had one for that. And of course, I have a cable for the. This radio, and I updated it the other day. I had to take it to Ford Place and had a check engine light, and I always take the radio out, and because I don't want anybody messing with it, and it takes about 2 minutes to unplug everything, and I updated this one and put the aviation frequencies in there that it will receive. And, man, there's a ton of them, too. I went online and just at GSP in downtown and Atlanta, there are all kinds of frequencies I could download.
The things that... airlines and everything, especially that's got to be mission critical communications, and it'd go digital to keep the public from hearing any of it. I've been surprised the world hasn't gone digital faster.
But the police cars have gone digital. Most of them, if not all of them, have that little nubby antenna on it, about the size of your thumb. And that's digital. The TR had it when they went digital when I was living up at Northcliffe. And that's been several years back. So they've had it about 5 or 6 years. But, I guess it's the way to go. I know some of the guys were... When I worked for the county back in the 90s, they were complaining about there were some areas that they couldn't hit the repeater, and I don't know what frequencies they were on back then. There's no telling. They might have been on the 440 frequencies then. I don't know if they had gone to 900 or not.
The antenna is more a function of frequency rather than digital or not, but... at least that's one factor. But they were wanting to go to 800 megacycles on campus and said, oh, there's places we can't hit. I said, well, you need to understand something. The higher you go, the worse that gets. You need to stay on 440. The former chief there who retired, he just thought it was the cat rats meow if he could get us on 800 megacycles. I said, there's nothing magical about 800 megacycles except it's affected even more by foliage and buildings. You're not going to reach places you didn't reach before. They just, you know, they don't get enough advice before they try to make moves. But we're still on 440, I guess, or wherever it is, but it ain't 800. But I remember when, David, when we were in high school, Greenville County was on 6 meters. I believe it was 6 meters, and because we were buying rigs from them and converting them to the 6 meter band. So, and that was way lower.
I know Highway Patrol used 6 meters for a while, and you know, and they had Motorola radios. All the law enforcement used Motorola, or they used to anyway. And you know, that's a good radio, and so you knew you were getting a good radio when you got that.
Yeah, we are digital on campus. I helped them get some of that new equipment, donated it or paid for it, and in the deal I said, and I want one of them myself so I can monitor y'all. So I've got a nice Motorola walkie-talkie with the protocols built into it so I can hear them without an AM scanner or something like that.
The cat's meow. I tell you what. Well, I guess that's good. At least you'll be in the know. Is old Keith Walker, is he still working up there, security?
No, I think he's been gone. Yeah, I don't think he's there.
Hey, Felicia was the, and may still be there. She was the children's minister at Calvary First when I was there. And just a real sweet lady and excellent. She did an excellent job there. And, you know, of course, Keith and their daughter, her name. But anyway, they all came to church there. And, I just remember, I remember Keith from some of the, I think some of the softball games he officiated, or maybe basketball was one of the two. And, because I know he does that kind of stuff too.
Got over there now. They've got a, as far as all the officers go, they've got a new guy as chief named Eigner. And I don't know if he's going to be good or not. I assume he will be.
You remember, who was it, Larry, what's his name, is it Larry, Mike, I think it was Mike Blackwell, who went streaking across the campus, and the security guard actually discharged his weapon, I don't know, for what, back on that. Oh, man, the first streaking incident at North Greenville, I believe, there ever was. But anyway, well, I'm here at the sports club. I'm going to go in and warm up my knees a little bit before I get out on the court, so I'm going to say 73s. I'll stick around for your final, but it's good to talk to you, Phil. Let me know when you want to jump back on that car, if you still want to do anything with it. But anyway, 73s, and I'll talk to you later. FW4NGU, KP4CBA.
A quick question. I'm glad you brought that up. I do want to proceed on that at some point. I heard there was something I could put in that tank that would soften the turpentine, and I could siphon it out. And something like that seems like it would be a whole, if it would work, would be a whole lot simpler than replacing the gas tank. Were we going overboard trying to replace the tank, or when all said and done, is that just the easiest thing to do?
I mean, if that's all it is, you know, we could drain it, but that stuff, it turns to gel, and it's just like Vaseline. I've dug it out of carburetors and lawnmowers, and it had been sitting in out of the bowl, you know, the where the float is, and it's just like Vaseline jelly. And plus, you got to think about rust too. There's probably rust in that tank, and it would. You definitely don't want to be sucking that through the fuel lines and into the carburetor, and then into the engine.
Well, I would order a tank, but I never got satisfied on the exact replacement, and I don't want tanks sitting here I can't use for a 1964 63 automobile. So maybe if I can get some help on that, I'll just order a tank. Sounds like that'd be the easiest thing. I'm sure it's bone dry in there, but if it were activated with gas, yeah, we don't want stuff going through the fuel line and into the motor and all, creating all kind of problems we never had before. But we'll talk about that later. Get on in, get your tennis, and I appreciate it. W4NGU, clear.
Okay. Well, yeah, we can drop the tank down and take the sending unit out and look down in there and see what it looks like, and that'll answer a lot of questions right there. But anyway, something else I was thinking about, but a new tank for a guy. He had a big Bronco and it was leaking. Tank had a hole in the bottom of it, and I ordered him a new one from J.C. Whitney, and I mean, that thing fit like a factory tank. I was really surprised. I didn't have to do any kind of modification or anything. It was just amazing. So you might look at jcwhitney.com. But anyway, talk to you later. 34NGU, KP4CPA, clear.
Okay, well, when I looked, it seemed like there was something. I couldn't find the exact model and year, and it just made me real nervous, so I backed off. You know how I am. The confused mind always says no.